Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Living and Thriving. Living and Thriving. Living and Thriving with Rusty. Living and Thriving with Rusty.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon to all my blessed beloveds out there in Radio Land. You're listening to Living and Thriving with Rusty, and guess what? I'm Rusty. Today is Thursday. It's a happy day for me. I absolutely love Thursdays because I get to chat with people from all over the world who have different skill sets, different things that they do that are really exciting, and my job is to break them apart and find the ooey-gooey on the inside so that you get to meet the real person, not just the show person. I have Leisha Antiqua, who's an expert in self-care, and she's been on NBC and ABC and Fox and all those fancy places, and she's a yoga teacher and a sports nutritionist and all kinds of stuff. But she is actually way even more cooler than that. I know, it's hard to believe somebody could actually be cooler than that. Pretty cool. And we're going to tap in and talk to her in a moment, but I have to share this very funny story. I picked up my daughter today. It was the first time I've seen her all summer because she was with her father, and we're driving down Route 16 in New Hampshire. We're getting ready to go back to Florida. There's a four-legged creature with a rusted can on its head running around the highway. I know, crazy. Who's ever seen that? I've seen it on memes, but I've never seen it in real life. So I pull over. My daughter's laughing hysterically, praying that I don't get hit by a semi-truck or something. I take off my shirt and try to lasso the little beaver down. Got him with success. Couldn't get the can off his head without the help from a Vermonster. Go figure. And so while I held the beaver down, the Vermonster got the can off the head, and whoop, off goes the beaver, happy as can be and free as can be. What a cool thing to do. What a cool thing to experience. And no, I didn't get hit, but I'll tell you, I am ready to take a nap. That was a powerful run across the highway, back and forth with a scared little beaver. It's all the little things that you don't think about that you run into, right? Leisha Antiqua, I know you are there.
I
Hello,
am.
Knock,
hi,
knock.
Rusty.
Yay.
Thanks for having me.
How are you, my friend? Thank you for coming
good.
On. I'm really excited about learning more
right.
about you. You did it great. Today is our special day. We get to sit back, chat, and have a glass of wine or a cup of tea and just kind of get to know each other like two strangers should in an organic place, from an organic spot, and, you know, nothing contrived or premeditated, just hanging out, learning about each other, and what excites you, what motivates you. So, Leisha, do me a huge favor and introduce yourself to everybody else. Tell us who you are, where we can find more information about you, and what motivates you to get up every morning.
Awesome. Yeah. Hey, everybody. How are you doing? Thanks, Rusty, for having me. I am a life integration specialist, and I got my start through really helping people who had gone through some sort of trauma, usually childhood trauma, reintegrate all the pieces of their life that kind of got lost, and including their soul and their soul's purpose. And what ended up happening over my really 10-year coaching and therapeutic life and 20 years in this business as helping people get healthy, what ended up happening is their biggest takeaway was like better job, a better relationship, they're moving across the country, they're thriving this way and that way. So that's why I love the name of your show, because they got whole, right? They get whole within themselves. So what happened is I ended up opening up a company 4 years ago called Your Own University. It was actually seated within me in my 20s, and I had this big vision for it, and now it's reality. So, yes. And what's the next question? The question was, what motivates me? Like, what I'm passionate about? So I really am passionate about integrating body and spirit. So I've been teaching yoga for 20-some-odd years. I just got my master's, and my master's thesis was actually on the Bible and the Yoga Sutras. It's called All In on Amazon. And I love the integration of our consciousness and our spirit. I think that when we have when we have that and we fully embody it, meaning that we are in touch with our physicality and loving that, then we can work miracles. We're co-creators on this planet. So that's what I love, and that's what I wake up for each day, and that's what I do.
We are co-creators, and what's really intriguing about that is it's very hard to step outside of your normalcy and your stories that you grew up with and all those environmental seeds that were planted in parts of your psyche to understand, accept, and actually participate in creating your own part in this world. And I think it's really interesting how there's this huge movement trying to educate people to create their own reality versus having the reality created for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there really is. And it's really impossible to do unless you have the integration piece. And there's multiple facets to a human being that we resonate with as self until we have something. So for me, like, I got cancer when I was 21, and what that really taught me was I wasn't my body. I was still wanting to go to college and like party and a boyfriend, right? Like doing all this stuff. And then all of a sudden it was like, oh, but my body wasn't working. And I found out that my body was actually sick because of my childhood and the experiences I had and how integrated everything really is. So when we stop focusing on ourselves as either what we think or how we feel or what we look like or what our body is going through, and those aren't our definitions, and neither is the definition of what we do for a living, right? That's the other big definition, or who we're married to, right? Oh,
right,
so and
so's
wife or so and so's husband, right? He's so and so's husband. Like those are the way we define ourselves, and when we can take away all those things and go, oh, those are my tools. Those are my gifts. This is what I get to use to co-create. And this, I have to figure out my own blueprint around these things. That's when the magic truly starts to happen. But like you said, we have these predisposed life on us misconceptions or conceptions from our environment and our community and our own life experiences that get tangled up. And then we're in this like free for all surrender, like, oh, I'm a subject to what life throws at me. And it can get really hard to get out of that. Like you said, however, this is like the messed up part that I want to just debosh for all of you listening right now. It's hard in the sense where it's, you just got to do it. But when you actually get down to the work, it's so easy and it's so freeing. And you tap into this part of you that is like you have more movement in your body, you have more pleasure in your body, you have more enjoyment in your life, you have more abundance. It's easier to manifest things. You learn how to manifest things. And it's that piece, all of those pieces are so easy. All you have to learn is the how, right? So at your own university, we teach the how.
I think that's really terrific. I was very fortunate enough to have Bob Doyle on a couple of weeks ago, and he was talking about his how. And everybody mm-hmm. has a path to walk. Everybody has a journey. And I think with your university and Bob Doyle and his books and his stuff, I think it's really, really comforting to know that no matter which direction you want to go or however your path is, if you need help, if you need advice, you can just pop in and say, hey, all right, what am I missing in this? And you guys are there, and it makes me so happy because I think there are going to be a lot more happy people on this planet.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, there's a movement, right? And it's definitely happening but the thing is like everybody, like my how is going to be completely different from your how.
Exactly. Right?
And that's the beautiful piece about where I love coming from. And we have many teachers at Huron University, and then we train coaches and we train yoga professionals and Nyeri professionals to help other people, because it's really about one person helping the next person help the next person help the next person help the next person, right? It's going to be a community effort. Not one person knows. There's no guru. There's no hierarchy. It is everybody is really listening to their own innate nature that was, that is, I believe, is their soul within them that says, oh, well, you picked this body because you wanted to learn how to walk through these things. We all have our limitations with our bodies, right? Or else I'd be like, I don't know. I don't know what I would be. I'd probably be a really good downhill skier, which I can't do at all. Like, I freeze at the top of the mountain and freak out. But, you know, I would
do something
epic. It's
just too cold for me. You couldn't even get me there.
Yeah. Yeah. Or like I'd be like a really sweet skateboarder. Like, I really love them. So I could hang out with them all the time. I'd be like, fuck yeah. Right. Or like really good on a bike
right.
or like, I don't know.
That's
I do
Ollie,
like
man.
Tricks. I would definitely do tricks. But yeah. I don't do any of that because my body is like, no. My psyche is like, no, but these are mine to work through. Right. But we have to get to know our own tools. And what I learned as I was healing through all of my my life experiences, and I have had many so I could put this business together, I really learned that nobody could tell me how to do it, right? A coach, a really good coach, is going to show you how to look, like where to look, and then you analyze it, not tell you, right? So the teachers, the doctors, the people that are teaching you how to be, those leaders, they're really just putting you more in a box. And I'm sorry to say it, but that's just truly, truly what happens. They're putting you more in a box because we all have to figure it out for ourselves because your unique makeup is yours, period. And so a beautiful coach or a teacher or mentor will be able to look at where you're coming from, hear you, and go, oh, well, look at it from this perspective and see if you get an answer there. No, you didn't get an answer there. Okay, let's look at it from this perspective. And say, okay, because sometimes if – I love the wall analogy, but sometimes if we're like have our nose pressed up against a wall, we can't see around the corner, even if the door is like right next to us, right? Like we cannot
oh, yeah.
see the door. That's where our really great teachers and leaders and mentors and coaches step in. And those people are needed. Oftentimes, we still are in this paradigm where teachers and coaches and all the same people, leaders, are coming from a I'll tell you how it is phase. It's an ego-based teaching methodology. And it doesn't work for truly allowing us all to live our authenticity and speak our truth because nobody, they'll tell you their truth, right? They'll tell you how it was for them, what healed them, what helped them. And that can be a great thing to try on and go, oh, well, that worked or didn't work. But
right.
they can't teach you how to be you. It's an impossible thing to teach. And that's where I love coming from. I love coming from this place of self-exploration so people don't have to get sick, so they don't have to go through the depression or the anxiety or the relationship havoc and attracting people that aren't for their most ease and grace, right? Those hard knock lessons, so we can avoid those hard knock lessons and step into something that's much easier for,
right.
And when I say easier, I don't mean like easy. I mean like ease, like flowy, right? Open, loving, ease-ier.
Well, and I sit back and I'm just like, you know, we're going to dig into a little bit about your history so that the audience can really get a feel for your story. And pretty much everybody knows mine, so I don't have to dig into it too much. But I would have loved to have eased into a lot of my stuff. I was a
right?
full-blown chaosaholic. Like,
mm-hmm.
if that's even such a thing.
A drama
like,
queen, right?
No, it wasn't drama queen. It was literally, you know,
know
between being severely abused and severe poverty and just left mm-hmm. and right and left, it just seemed like there was no way to get out of that for many, many years. And that I married into an abusive relationship, so, you know, even more stark.
Mm-hmm.
But I did obviously get out of it. I found it really difficult to get out of it. When, you know, you talk about it was six power, what is it? I wrote it down somewhere.
Power zones.
Freebie. It was the power zones. And I honestly think that if I had that 20 years ago, I'd be in a very different position right now. So give us your six power zones because I think they would be really helpful for people out there who are trying to ease out of their situation.
Yeah, and I'll explain my story while we're at it, because I think that, well, we can relate. That's one thing I loved about your show. I was like, yes, like, we will have a great conversation. Like, I already fell in love with you.
Yeah.
I was like, yep, that's my tribe, right? So
exactly.
Absolutely love it. But for me too, like, those hard lessons coming in. And I think for many people that are movers and shakers and we're here to change the game of living, hard knocks come to us. We go
right.
through the school of hard knocks. And what happened is we just seem to attract, because the law of attraction, we have 12 major universal laws. You know, gravity is one that everybody knows about, but there's others like the law of polarity, where we have two extremes. So if you've known poverty, you can know wealth, right? There's two
right.
sides
right.
to that. If you've known abuse, you can know bliss and pleasure and love, you know, but to get away from what we know, ego, edging God out, as Wayne Dyer says, and I love it. But ego keeps us safe, safe in what we
yeah.
know. So if you know
right.
abuse, if you know, like, for me, a great conversation to have here. I grew up, my sexual abuse began when I was 18 months old. And
oof.
So
I was three,
you know, you were three. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, and it happens.
Yeah.
You know, it happens.
Yeah, yeah.
So I didn't know sexuality. I didn't know it. So in my 20s, I began studying and exploring it because I knew I had to heal it after I had cervical cancer and ovarian cysts, to the point where I was, like, at school on the floor rolling around.
Yeah.
Because the cysts burst so much and I couldn't deal. They said, you'll never have kids. I have two daughters, right? So I had to go
yay,
in
congratulations.
And do the hard work. Thank you.
Yeah.
I had to go in and do the hard work, meaning I had to go in and talk to my friggin' cervix. What's up? Oh, you don't know innocence. Okay. You don't know what it feels like to be loved. Oh, okay. You just a piece of meat. Oh, okay. And do all those things come up in me still? Hell yeah. Like, I have to be conscious of all those personalities, right, or those energies within me that assumed and made the assumption, the agreement, which is what we do when we're trying to be okay with something, that I was just a piece of meat, right?
Yeah.
So that was
yep.
my childhood.
Oh, I can relate to that.
And then I got,
yep.
then I got cancer, and I started learning that, like I said earlier, my body was different. So the first power zone is your physical body, and oftentimes our physical bodies are, or each of our power zones are abused, right, in some way, go through some sort of trauma, which disconnects your spirit, your soul, from your body. So a lot of people,
right.
maybe you can relate, remember their childhoods from, like, a in the corner point of view, looking down upon the body. Like, the memories are like you're watching a TV screen instead of behind your eyes. And this is normal for kids that and adults, but kids especially, that have gone through trauma. So getting back in your body is really important, to be in touch with your body so you can listen to your body, because your body is literally your beacon for this is true, this is right, this is my highest good. So getting into your skin, getting into your nervous system, getting into your genetic makeup is what's going to help you manifest and utilize the law of attraction, utilize the law of gender, utilize these things that are going to allow you to live a balanced life. And then from that place of embodiment, from soul embodiment in your physicality, you grow. So after I got sick, on with the power zones, after I got sick with cancer and really dove into my physical health, what to physically eat. You know, I changed my major from music to pre-med because that makes perfect sense. I absolutely was depressed. And I started experiencing PTSD in a way that I had always experienced it, but I was more embodied, so it was more real, and I could listen to all the stories and all the shit bit negative self-talk, right? So I realized that my mind has power, and this is talked about so much in media right now. Oh, think and grow rich, and, you know, think. Think is power. But you know what? It's still just another power zone. We are in charge of controlling our own brains and our own thoughts. So mantra was like my biggest thing. I went and I lived on an ashram, and I just prayed literally for like months, just a mantra with my beads and was silent, and learned how to train my brain. Didn't mean that I didn't freak out with the PTSD effects and the emotional things that were happening. No, but it did make the next power zone, the emotional things that were happening, my reactions, my losing my top, my in the corner shaking, not knowing because somebody questioned what I knew, and I was scared to get in trouble because I got my ass beat when I was a kid, made all of those things kind of more present, right? Because then I could take my mind and go, oh, I'm going down the drain. I'm talking myself into you're a piece of shit again. You know, but I still felt that way. So I had to learn how to manage my energy. So I dove deep into emotional intelligence, David Hawking's work. I use things. I love EFT for both the brain and the body. Neurolinguistic programming for the brain as well. But a lot of muscle testing, a lot of Reiki, a lot of energy anatomy. And I started infusing all these things. So all of this stuff I teach my coaches how to utilize in their coaching sessions so they can pass on this love to their clients.
Right.
But it's, you know, I had to learn how to manage my emotions, so I didn't totally react. Doesn't mean I'm perfect. Hell no. I'm absolutely human. I freaked out like a couple times this month because I was just like on overwhelm with my kids. I had to learn how to parent teenagers. But, you know, so we have our moments, but do I know how to utilize these tools? Absolutely. Absolutely. And my unique makeup and my energy field is different than your energy field. My emotional field is different than yours, right? So we all have our own triggers and our own things. And so learning how to manage yours is freedom. It truly is freedom. And it's how you can love somebody else. It's how you can receive love. And that's just great. And then the next field, I call it spirit because it's like all encompassing. It's your relationship with God is a piece of it, and we could separate it out even more, but it's your relationship with God, source, universe, however you relate to it. And it's also your special gifts, right? So a lot of people that have been through this awakening process, this thriving process that we've been through, are empathic. And
I think everybody is.
But we're like aware of it, right? Because it was our survival mechanism. So, so how do you manage your empathic skills when we are all one? Right? How do you feel? Do you hear? Do you sense? Do you feel crazy? How do you manage that? How do you set your boundaries energetically so you can go out in public and feel really safe and secure? How do you use your telepathy or your psychic skills? Or like, how do you use? We have gifts. We have gifts. I mean, they're biblical and every other faith. Like, we have gifts. What are your gifts and how do you use them? Because we all have different gifts. So if you're basing your gifts on somebody else's gifts, it's like judging each other on social media, right? It doesn't work. Like, don't do it. Somebody's post doesn't mean what they're happy
about. I've never understood the full purpose of that anyway.
Good for you. So that's another power.
Why did you do that?
Right, that's another power zone, is like knowing your own gifts and having that spiritual connection, developing your own spiritual practice, and really having a relationship with your soul essence. And then the next two power zones is how we show up in the world. So the first is through relationship. And like you said, like, you were raised abused, and then boom, you got into an abusive relationship. We attract what we know, unfortunately, not what we want, but what we know, what we believe. So shifting those things and really turning that relationship into something that you have with yourself is where the genius takes place, because then you can offer that relationship. Then you also attract those same kind of people. After, of course, you go through your initiation testing period, which I just want to warn everybody about, where you attract all the shit that you don't want to attract just so you can say no and set your boundaries. Have you been there?
Oh, no, not me, not at all. Yeah, no.
Sometimes we marry them.
You know, girl,
sometimes
you know how this goes.
Them. Right.
Just a little bit.
I know. I married mine, divorced him. Yeah. So this is a learning curve. But if we know about it ahead of time, if we teach our youth about it, if we recognize and we talk about what is happening on the inside, those hard knocks. No, you know, sometimes the hard knocks are really hard, like you and I. Sometimes the hard knock can be, I moved, and that was traumatizing. My parents got a divorce, and that was traumatizing. I broke my leg, and that was traumatizing. So it doesn't have to be these, like, oh, I'm abused, and big things happen to me. We all grow, but we can minimize those, I think, by really living from the inside out instead of from the outside in. The last piece is your purpose, and this is where my clients really, like, jump into, and our students at your university jump into their reality, and where we really, really impact the world, right, is, like, your show right here, is stepping into that purpose of what you're here to do, what your life has taught you already, and how you can utilize it to not only just really love your life and live your truth as closely as possible, always growing, always changing, but also just thrive, like you said, like your show said, thrive. That's what it's about. Let's actually live rather than survive.
So you are proprietor, founder, creator, guru, master of your own university.com. And I think it's really, really fun. You have options on here for all different types of people, you know, whatever you're looking for, whether it's yoga training, career training, coaching, you have emotional coaches, spirituality coaches, relationship coaches, coaches.
Yeah.
But you also have movies and things like that you have for sale. What was your thinking behind creating this little university? Because that's quite a big endeavor.
Yeah. I started when I was 24. It's been a journey. I'm 44 almost. I'm really excited to be 44. It's September 13th, but I'm really excited to be 44 because it's 4-4. You know, it's kind of fun. Anyway.
I turned 43 this year, and it was, like, the best. Like, I know.
43 has been pretty darn good. Totally.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm excited. So I keep saying, yeah, I'm 44. Then I have to go, not quite yet, but soon. But
I'm 44.
So it's absolutely been an endeavor. The vision is and was that every life matters and that we all have to learn, right, and learn who we are. And where can we go and do that without being taught, right, but actually
right.
go on an exploration of self. So at Your Own University, our public membership, we have master classes each month. I send out daily emails. So each day we spend 10 minutes focusing on one of your personal power zones. So throughout the week, during the 6 days, you go through each of your power zones, and then you integrate for a day. Then each of your power zones integrate. And I give different techniques, people I've studied with, my own, and teachers at Your Own University. Then we have teachers from all over the world, amazing teachers that come in and teach different classes. Like, we just had one, Body Magic by Kate Burkett. And she taught about this body intelligence, right, and the importance of it and how to tap into it. And she gives, like, actual classes. Like, you walk away with great content. It's just beautiful. The next class that we have coming up is on performance. So we have a producer from LA, JD, and she is really teaching about how to step in your own creation and step into your own story. And you'll walk away with an action plan for embodying your story, whether you're a model, a producer, or you want to do something creative, just stepping into that creative nature, because our creative nature actually helps us create life, right? So having some way of doing that is really important. And then, let's see, I'll tell you one more. Oh, the next one is with Cindy McConan, and she is teaching. She's a leadership and financial advisor teacher, and she is teaching on the calm cure and manifesting. And she just wrote her book, The Abundance Factor, with Dr. Vitale. And so it is, like, we have great teachers there. I'm so excited. So all of our members get to come to those classes live or listen to the replay. And then we have Manifesting Mondays, all for $22 a month. So it's like, I really have this vision of like the entire world just coming to support themselves and love themselves and learn about themselves from a place of exploration so we can be our best selves and live our best lives and really matter no matter what happened. So for me, I was told I was a pile of shit. I was told I didn't matter. I was shown I didn't really matter, all this stuff. And so I believed it until I just couldn't anymore. And it was total pain for me. And I don't want anybody to feel that way. So that's really how it started. And then I had this vision of community living and having a belonging, because belonging is one of my big things. I want to belong. I think we want to belong to something. And when we're individuals, that belonging is so important because it takes a lot of courage to step into your own truth and do things your own way. And so where do we belong? So I wanted to bring that together. And then also I learned so much from other people's life experiences. I wanted to keep learning, and I'm in the midst of getting my doctorate right now. And after that, I don't know what I'm going to do because I have such a hunger for education and learning. I'm like, I'm at the top of my rope. I'm not going to be able to do anything else. No more certifications. I'm friggin' certified in everything. I love learning so much from other people. And so that's why we have the classes and everything. So we can just continue doing this without investing an arm and a leg. I mean, I've spent over $250,000 on just my own classes and lessons and studying with people. And why do we need to spend so much money? Right. So I wanted a place where people could kind of get it all and take care of every aspect of themselves, because we are holistic in nature and thrive.
Well, what I find really amazing while I go through this path, my personal journey, not only on the radio show, but the people that I get to meet at all the functions and things that I am blessed to be invited to, is that those of us who have received, and I say that very gently, quite a bit on our journey, we figure out a way to learn. We become very learned. That's like a, I don't know if it's a survival tool or what it is, but every single one of us that have gone through hell and back, we get certified in everything that we possibly can get our hands on to. It's like we hunger it, we crave it, we want to learn, we want to fix or break and fix it again.
Save, seek. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's literally, I've got more certifications. I don't even know what I'm going to be when I grow up. And I'm cool. I'm 43. I'm halfway grown up. And I really like where I'm at. So I can relate to you on that whole thing. Good grief. What do you do for a living? Well, I have. You just roll it out like Santa's list.
Exactly.
So I hate to be the bearer of bad news, my friends, and I've really had fun with you today, and I'm really grateful for you and what you do, and I'm so grateful that you were able to take your story and turn it into something that is actually helping and empowering other people. But we're down to like 11 minutes. So this is a great place for you to plug in where we can find you, what your name is, where we can find you, and are you doing anything like uber cool? Are you going on another radio show, another TV show? Do you have a class coming up? That kind of thing. Go.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much for letting me share. So you can find me at yourownuniversity.com. We have professional trainings and our membership that's open to the public. It's a monthly thing. Super easy. Go check us out. We'd love to have you. I have a YouTube channel. I'd love you to follow me there. You can look up Your Own University and you'll see my picture. It's the same picture that Rusty put up there. And we're just growing. It's like my new thing. So I'm having super fun making episodes each week. So I'd love you guys to join me on YouTube and spread the word. I love talking about everything and teaching a lot and sharing a lot of my perspective and other people's perspectives. And it's a lot of fun. I'm learning a lot. So that's like my big thing right now. We have amazing masterclasses coming up all the time. So I'm getting on our mailing list. We'll let you know about those. Joining our list, you can join us for Manifest Mondays, where we have a mastermind. And I would love to talk to you all. So come join the crowd.
Go to youroununiversity.com and sign up for the newsletter. And that way, everything that's new, old, and different or exciting, which it's all exciting, will pop in your inbox and you'll go, oh my God, I want to do that. And there you have it. That's the best way to connect, especially with those of us who have so many people. The newsletter is the power tool right there. Absolutely.
Yeah, it really
is.
And you're always
page
welcome
or anything
to
reply like that?
To what did you ask? I'm sorry, I was talking over you.
No, that's okay. We didn't do any social media plugs. Did you have any Facebook pages that you want people to connect to or anything like that?
Absolutely. I'm all over social media. So you can find me at Licia Antica, C-O-M. And you can also find me at Your Own University. So Instagram is Your Own University, and Facebook is Your Own University. And then I'm everywhere else as myself, Licia Antica, C-O-M. And that's my personal page. Like, if you're looking for a coach and you're like, oh, I would really like to work with her in the 6 personal power zones, I do have my own personal programs that I walk private clients through. So you can check that out on my personal website, but not to confuse anybody, I just kept it simple here.
That's okay. Just wanted to make sure that everybody could follow you and connect and say hello. I just saw that. Hi, good show.
Nice.
All right, so now we're kind of at that grand finale where I want you to give us an idea as to what you want for 100,000 people to take away from today. What is the most important piece of today's show? This is kind of like that cosmic seed planting that those of us who've gone through trauma love to do.
Love to do, yes. I have 3. These are my 3 like big ones, and will just change your life like right now. The first is, know that you matter and that you are not your body, your mind, your emotions, or what you've been through or going through. You are your absolute beautiful, unique energy, soul, spirit, whatever you want to call it. So know that. And I know it's cliche, but it's so true. Take it to heart, think about it, and breathe into that. And your life will change. Breathe into it for 3 minutes every day. Your life will change. 2, if God didn't make it, don't eat it. At least 80% of the time. And you will be super, super happy. Your body will work better, and you'll be able to breathe in your body. And that truly matters. And the 3rd thing is to know that it is okay for you to be figuring it out. That is why we're here.
I love it. If God didn't make it, don't eat it. That's true. That is so true. If God didn't make it, don't eat it, because...
Yeah. We don't need to read labels. And if God didn't make it, don't eat it.
I need to read labels because I'm a celiac. So unfortunately, God made me.
Me too. Me too.
You're
congratulations.
A celiac. Oh. Yay. High five.
Yes, that's
elbow
what I
rub.
Found out when I was 21. So are my girls.
Oh, really?
Of course, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Now I found out after I almost died from having my daughter. Then they're like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's why you miscarried. That's why you had all these medical problems when you were younger. I'm like, oh, I'm malnourished.
Yep.
Great. Thanks
really
for calling me 30
so,
years
yeah,
later.
Yeah, if God didn't make it, don't eat it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, celiac has been one of my biggest teachers in the world.
Humans have been my biggest teacher. Celiac was kind of easy.
Yeah.
Once I figured it out, I was like, yeah, we're good. I can walk. I can do that. That's easy. Humans,
yeah,
not
I will
so
agree
easy.
With you there. I will agree with you there.
Beavers with cans on their heads, I can handle.
Oh my gosh, that's such a cute story. That's so cute. Thank you for doing that. That beaver is so happy now because of you.
Or it just has really bad
happy
karma
beaver.
And it got hit afterwards. I don't know. I'm hoping it's a happy beaver.
No, don't say that. He's good. If it was,
beaver.
It was his time
poor
to
beaver.
Go.
Oh, yeah, I know. That poor thing. Oh, little feet. They're really, really cute. People, and it was funny because when I caught up to it, I couldn't tell if it was a beaver or not until I took the can got off. Because the tail, you know, it all kind of looks dog-like. I don't know. Not an animal expert.
Ah!
Poor little buddy. Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh.
Anyway, so we did our six personal power zones. We have 2 minutes left. We talked about the cycle of recovery after trauma a little bit. Do you want to delve into that for 2 minutes or no?
Sure. I mean, the cycle of recovery after trauma is really about embodiment. And I do a process called soul seeding, and it's beautiful. It led to me. It was really a gift from God. But once you really invite your body, your mind, your emotions, and your etheric realm are all trying to protect your body, protect your life, which means protect your soul. And so they kind of take over. And once you allow your soul to come back into your body and give your body, mind, spirit, and emotions permission to say, yeah, I'm going to come back into control of my own life and co-create my own life here as the embodiment of spirit, then things manifest really fast. Then things can heal manifest. That's when people heal in the hospital and they like wake up well. Right? Like some miracle happens. That's when miracles happen. And I've seen it time and time again. And so I love helping people walk into that. But once you get that, then that natural progression of back to what is healthy, who do I want to be? How do I want to be? How do I want to present myself? What feels real to me? What's been taught to me and what do I really agree with can all be sifted through. And you start living you.
And
that's
I think it's really important for people to get good with who they are. I think it's very important to accept and understand that what yesterday was what yesterday was, and all you are is what you are today. And you get to every single morning that you're able to wake up and breathe in the morning, that's a new day to be a better version of yourself than you were the day before. I am so huge on that. And it's a new go ahead.
I was just going to say, instead of better, let's just say a more aligned version. Right? Because there's nothing to fix. There's no better.
No,
more aligned.
I'm a very competitive person, and I'm extremely, very competitive with myself. So I'm like, all right, well, I have words for friends, and I only got a 96 yesterday, so today I'm doing 106 points.
Yeah, well, that's a good thing to know about yourself. Yes.
Yeah, right. So it's getting really good with yourself, understanding what your quirks and your whimsical pieces are, and being okay with that, because quite frankly, that's all it's about. That's all it's about. Just getting good with you.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, my friend.
So I absolutely love this recipe. Thank you so much for having me on your show. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Love you much, and I hope to see you at your own university. And have a great day.
You too, love bug. Thank you so much. It was wonderful. And, you know, keep me posted as to where you're going and how you're doing, and we'll throw you on the show again to have some fun and chat. And it was awesome, and what a blessing you are. Thank you for doing what you do.
You are welcome. Thank you.
All right. You're listening to Living and Thriving with Rusty. I'm Rusty. Today is Thursday, and it is beautiful here. The weather is perfect. I have my favorite person in the entire world sitting right in front of me, rolling her eyes at me, going, okay, Mom. We just spoke with Leisha Antigua. She's an expert in self-care. She is dedicated to helping people master their six personal power zones, which we talked briefly about today. And so rewind, write it down, listen to it again, or sign up at youronuniversity.com and take a few courses, watch some of the videos, go on Leisha's YouTube channel and check her out. Next week, we have author Michael Black on. I'm very excited and kind of nervous about hearing this story because it is about sexual abuse in a small town and how he had to deal with it. And so honors to him. Talk to him Thursday at 3 o'clock next week. You're listening to Living and Thriving with Rusty. Drive 5 miles slower. Sleep in 5 minutes later. Hug 5 minutes longer. It's all worth it. It's all beautiful. Until next week, know that you're loved. I love you. That's for sure.
You're listening to Living and Thriving with Rusty.